Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, who is breathing much better now.
Yeah, yeah.
Reginald Atitula hanging out with me.
Breathing
on
fire.
A Wednesday. Get involved with the program, the YouTube and the Twitch, both available. YouTube is Sports Radio 610, Twitch is 610 Houston. In fact, on the YouTube, yeah, y'all are on it. I appreciate y'all being super and well-informed Texans fans. As we only just, as that segment was beginning, learned that the Texans are bringing back to the practice squad, re-signing to the practice squad, Miles Bryant and J.J. Taylor. Clearly guys that they like, but they had to cut those guys, make some roster
bring them
moves.
Back.
Those guys are making their way back. The people who were released, Cam Irvin, who was one of those many guards slash tackles that was brought in this, you know, as they were trying to figure out the offensive line. I guess he didn't give them, show them much, I guess, or whatever.
Right.
And then Rashad Weaver, who is a defensive end. But yeah, those are some things that happen with your Texans. A little bit of churn on the practice squad, as tends to happen, but there you go. Yeah, getting involved with the program in all sorts of different ways. And then, of course, you can do that with the 5-Hour Energy fan line, 713-572-4610. Let's get into the question of the day here, fellas, as Awful Announcing put out a piece entitled, "Who is on the Mount Rushmore of Overhyped Athletes?" And I was like, all right, let's make this question of the day. Who is the most overhyped athlete, or who are the overhyped athletes you think of? 713-572-4610. Because on this Mount Rushmore, Lopez, they obviously Mount Rushmore, the, you know, the
iconic, we are aware. It is used a lot.
It's overused. In fact, Mount Rushmore is the most overrated device in sports, in fact. But, you know, obviously it's a device used to talk about the four best, even though I don't know if the Mount Rushmore of presidents, which is the literal Mount Rushmore there, and one of them Dakotas, I can't remember which one. I don't know if that's like the four best presidents. But the four overhyped athletes that Awful Announcing went with: Tim Tebow.
Okay.
Bronny James.
Oh, God.
Freddie Adu.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And Dak Prescott.
Now, see.
Now, are you talking about bad players?
That's a great question. Yeah. So, like, when it comes to overrated is always a very interesting concept, right?
Yeah.
Like, you get people chanting it at college games, overrated.
Yeah.
And it really, it's tough because overrated doesn't mean bad.
Yeah.
Overrated also is a relative term to like whatever your you know public perception is, and perception isn't even like easy to grab onto. It's a little nebulous, and so some of this is tough. Not only that, but like Tim Tebow is a really interesting example of this, because overrated also doesn't work easily, because he was definitely overrated as a professional football player,
right?
As a college football player,
stud.
I don't think he was overrated.
You could probably say he's one of the best.
One of the best college football quarterbacks we've seen.
Same thing with Brian Bosworth. You know, Brian Bosworth in college was one of the best players you would have ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
Not that good as a pro.
Sometimes it don't pan out. Johnny Football.
Yeah.
Was he
on that list as well?
Yeah. He might have been overrated, though.
Shoot.
Yeah. He was doing that Mike Evans down there somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Alabama. I think, to me, we've had this discussion in different contexts over the years. And to me, there's like a clear winner that nobody ever thinks about, probably because she's female, if we're being honest, that the hype was so over the top. And the production was literally zero.
Oh, I'm interested to see where he's going.
Zero. Like, she never won.
I'm scared.
Anything.
Are you doing Sharapova?
Danica Patrick.
Danica was bad.
Danica Patrick was awful.
I thought you were gonna say Michelle Wee.
You would have thought not Michelle Wee, I was thinking somebody else. Anyway, Danica Patrick, all due respect to making the most of it. She was the most hype athlete for about 6 or 8, maybe longer years.
Who would have? Did you anticipate motorsports coming in here?
No, I did not. That's why I said it. Motorsports comes into play. Female comes into play, I'm guessing. But there is no one. No one can compare with Danica Patrick. She won nothing. There was some contrived race in Japan that they let her win. But in terms of like NASCAR and specifically open wheel, zero. In fact, I looked it up because I always come back to Danica Patrick. Her average finishing position in all her races of her career, 24th.
Damn, she was that bad?
She was awful.
Yeah, she was not.
She was awful.
She was not very good.
Yeah, so that's always my go-to. And then I always protect some players. I always defend some players.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting part of this. Do you want to do
Joe
that?
Joe Namath. People say, well, you know.
Yeah, Joe Namath definitely comes up on these.
He threw a lot of interceptions. Man, he threw for over 4,000 yards in 1967.
Yeah, era.
In 1967, he threw for 4,000. He won a freaking Super Bowl with a bad team. Like, they weren't that good. They had a good defense, but they weren't that good, the Jets. Like, I always defend Joe Namath. He's another one that I always defend. But, yeah.
One my father always bring up, and being a Browns fan, he could not stand, what's his name? What's the quarterback?
Brian Sipe?
No, not Brian Sipe, but Bernie Kosar.
Kosar.
Ah. He always felt like he was overrated, man. Mm-hmm. He's like, man, everybody always talk about.
I love Kosar.
He was not
I'm a big fan of your dad, but tell him I disagree with that.
Yeah, he was not a fan of Bernie Kosar at
Kosar.
All.
I feel like some of the most fun of these are like when you have that homeboy or that friend or what have you, person in your life, that really feel strongly about one, whether you agree or not. And sometimes it's more fun if you disagree, because they'll let you know every time. And you know who my homeboy is in this instance? It's not even a boy. It's my mother.
Yeah.
My mother very strongly to this day. And like, I feel almost every Thanksgiving she holds court on this. I don't know why it happens on Thanksgiving. Well, I do know, actually. It's because this team plays every Thanksgiving. She thinks that Troy Aikman was the most overrated quarterback.
She's not alone.
Hey.
No, she's not.
She's not alone.
I've been popping up on YouTube, man.
And let's be clear on this. We're not talking busts. We're talking overrated.
Yeah.
Because people are putting Ryan Leaf and Tony Mandarich. Like, no, those are busts.
I feel like the criteria should be somebody that played in that league for
and was hyped and hyped and hyped and hyped and hyped and really wasn't that.
So, like, if Trevor Lawrence played for, like, 12 years and he was pretty much the same what we see now,
He's working on it.
He would be on that list to me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the Troy Aikman, who I've seen come on the YouTube and I believe also on the 5 Hour Energy fan line. Tony Romo, or sorry, again, I keep saying it, Troy Aikman. Though they're not the same guy, although kind of similar in some ways.
They do the same thing.
But Tony Romo's on my team.
But Aikman, my mom's always like, oh, if it wasn't for Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin.
I mean,
and one thing that she doesn't get to is that offensive line was a monster.
Monster. I think there's a couple of Rockets that are on the list, and I don't agree with one. Some people would argue, you know, James Harden. I mean, he folds in the postseason and hasn't won anything, but he absolute monster. I mean, I think he's living up to the hype in terms of as an individual talent.
Yeah, and I think this is where I'm going to be a nitpicker on the word itself. I think a lot of people recognize exactly what he was and rated him accordingly, although, you know, like MVP consideration, all that would maybe make that a little tough, but I think he was rated fairly.
Anna Kournikova's on the list.
Anna Kournikova's
She went about six or 8 years of, Anna Kournikova. She didn't squat either.
Yeah.
Some other ones that come in on the text line from the 281. Oh, you bold doing this one. Allen Iverson.
Oh, no, nah, dog.
Figgy, would you like the floor?
Oh, no, nah, man. Come on. What you mean,
that dude,
man?
Was a badass.
Overrated.
Again, we're not talking bust. Jamarcus Russell, someone said. No. Overrated. Scottie Pippen might be on that list.
Oh, yeah. Scottie Pippen. I feel like Bomani Jones makes a point about Scottie Pippen is that there's only two modes of Scottie Pippen. You think he was overrated or you think he was underrated.
Yeah.
Because of like the style of play that he had, but then also the team and the surrounding pieces that he played with, it feels like there's only two ways. And so but one of those ways is believing that maybe he gets too much due for being a
Terry Bradshaw's overrated
on that. Terry Bradshaw came. In fact, that might have been the first name that came.
Is that right?
On the text line from the 346.
Yeah, I think he's overrated.
Yeah, current players I'm thinking about as far as the NBA. Tobias Harris, man. That brother just stealing money, man. I don't understand why teams keep paying him this money. That brother, I don't know what he do good. That brother just tall. That's all he is,
You know what Tobias Harris...
They give him $50 million every... every time you blink.
Tobias Harris is a part of the looks the part designation because, like, you know, he is a nice wing player with some height. He could play that three, that four.
That's what pissed me off about the NBA, too, man. They always look at height and they be like, oh, he's so athletic.
Yeah, okay.
Like, can he shoot?
Okay, can he shoot?
Like, man, I don't give a damn how athletic you are.
And
man.
He's one of those guys that, like, in theory, does all those things. You get him on paper, it's a little tough.
12 points.
One of the things I love saying about the man himself is if you need 7 points, he'll get you 15. You need 25, he'll get you 15. Man. Like, that's just...
That's the old Walt Garrison line.
Let's give him 100 million.
Yeah, Don Meredith used to say that about Walt Garrison. You need 3 yards, he'll get you 3 yards. You need 15 yards, he'll get you three
that's
yards.
Right. This is what, and so some of this is actually about the expectations that we have outside. Some other ones that come in, 3-4-6 is Ryan Presley.
Laramie Tunsil.
Laramie Tunsil comes. That actually might fit here I mean, clearly a very good pass protector. But hey, man, the game is more than pass protection, and we're getting a very very clear indication and picture of that this season. Not that we didn't know it before, but it gets very evident that the weak spots of just kind of being I am a great pass protector and not great in other aspects.
He might fit a lot of Rockets here. We had obviously, you know, James Harden,
Yao Ming, Pippen.
He's not overrated. But someone said McGrady.
That's another one where it was just injuries robbed Tracy. Like, the back spasms that constantly happened made it so that I don't think you got a full accounting of what Tracy McGrady could have been. I don't know how much do we factor in injuries to the overrated perspective, or do we just talk about like that perspective of capability versus matching it? Do you agree with the Brad Lidge shout that comes in here?
No, that was just a collapse. He had a long stretch of just being one bad dude.
We'll talk more about this gentleman, as he is one of those guys that you view as a potential like pillar of this defense. Someone texted in Derek Stingley.
Hell no.
Nah, man.
Hell no.
And I feel like at that point we're ignoring kind of the rule of sometimes no news is good news.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's like, there's certain positions, right? Offensive line, no news is good news. You're not hearing about the offensive line. It's probably because they're doing their job and doing what they're supposed to do. Cornerback, in some ways, you could end up in a no news is good news type vibe. Where
all the time.
Like, oh, yeah, people aren't throwing his way. That means that they are deathly afraid of that dude. And it feels like Stingley is very much finding himself in that space this season.
Yeah. What about Derek Jeter? Is he overrated? A lot of people used to say he was a little bit overrated.
He is slightly overrated.
Slightly.
Because is he even a top 10 best New Yorkers? Like Yankees? Yeah.
Well, that's also kind of an unfair metric considering the history of that particular franchise. So much of this is about like what he delivers as a person, as a leader, and those things you cannot deny. And he was a very good player. Don't get me out here lying. I still think that he was the second best shortstop when that trade was made, and he remained as the shortstop.
Ben Simmons.
Yes.
Bust. Not overrated.
Man. That dude getting paid, man. He in there with
Tobias
Harris.
Money has nothing to do with it. I'm talking about the perception.
To me, a bust is somebody that, you know, don't get that contract. They out the league kind of early.
Well, he can't, you know, help their stupidity.
They gave him a, I would put him on that list, man. I don't know why people just decide to pay him. That's ridiculous,
man. Aaron Judge comes in, which that playoff performance might have you there. If you're 45 to 55, Todd Van Poppel. Jalen Green is one of those names that comes up. Hey, man, let's actually hold on to that. I would like to ask our guy Adam Spillane about that, as he'll join us in this next segment. Let's talk a little bit about the Rockets and, of course, not big news, but slight news in the Alex Bregman continuing saga of free agency. We'll talk about that next with Adam Spillane on Sports Radio 610.